Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Eidos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos HaSabas Rachol Shishi B'zecher to find Reziva Gahagon B'Karav Mamesh. And here we have our last Machlokes between Rav Dosi Ben Hurkacz and Chamim. This has to do with the wife or daughter of a Kohen being allowed to eat Truma. We know that regularly, no problem, they're allowed to eat Truma. However, if this woman becomes a Zayna, which means she has relations with someone whom she's not allowed to, in this case we're going to be talking about a non-Jew, so then she is not allowed to eat Truma anymore. And that's what our Machlokes says. Mishnah Vav tells us Ashvei Chalas B'Truma to Rav Dosi. Rav Dosi tells us that if a woman, a kohenes, is captured by bandits, she still is allowed to eat truma. We do not assume that the bandits violated her, and therefore she's allowed to still continue eating truma because she's not considered a zayna. However, Chachamim say that it really depends. There's a situation where shvuya, this captive woman, would still be allowed to eat truma, but a situation where she's not going to be allowed to eat truma anymore. So, okay, so what's an example of this? Ha'isha Amra, let's say a woman shows up one day and she says, "Hey guys, you didn't know, but nishbasi, I was captured by non-Jews. But utahirani, don't worry, I'm tahar, they didn't violate me." So in this case, achelas, she's allowed to continue eating truma because shapesha aser hu apesha hiter. Literally, this means the mouth that asered is the same mouth that maters. She asered herself by saying, "I was captured." We automatically have these warning bells going off in our head. Wait, maybe she was violated. But then right away, she followed up by saying, "Don't worry, I wasn't violated. I'm tahar." And therefore, since we believe her that she was captured, we also believe her that she's tahar. No problem, she's allowed to continue eating. However, v'miyash edim shenish beis. If we have edim, we have witnesses that she was captured. V'hiyai maris, and she says, "Tahirani, don't worry, I'm tahar." Einai chelos, she can't continue eating truma because since we know that she was captured from a totally different reliable source, not from her, she's not believed to say, "I'm tar," and then she cannot continue eating truma. Now we're going to Mishnah Zayin. Our boss, Sveikas, Rabbi Shua Matame, Vacham Matarin. There are four cases of Safek Toma, which Rabbi Shua's Matame, Vacham are Matahir. Ketzad, what are these four Sveikas? So the first two deal with a Mitzayra. We know that he's an Ava Toma, and he transmits his Toma to somebody who either touches him, moves him, or even by Toma's oil, very similar to a mace, a corpse that's under the same roof as people are Kalim, anything sharing that same roof is going to be kabel toma. It's the same thing with the mitzayra. So suffix number one is hatame oimed v'tahar oiver. The tame, the mitzayra, he's standing underneath the roof or underneath the branch of a tree, and a tar person passed by. Or hatar oimed v'tame oiver. The tar person was standing under the tree or the roof, and the tame, the mitzayra, passed by. And as we're going to see at the end of the Mishnah, the suffix is whether or not they actually spent some time underneath the same roof, or maybe they touched or moved each other, and that would also cause a transmission of toma. So these are svekas number one and two. On to svekas number three and four. Tomer b'shus yachid v'tahar b'shus rabim. We have something tame in b'shus yachid and something tahar in b'shus rabim, or a tahar b'shus yachid v'tomer b'shus rabim. We have something tahar in b'shus yachid and something tame in b'shus rabim. And here the Mishnah clarifies, as we said it would, what are the potential sveikas? Safek naga, safek loy naga. It's a safek whether or not the tuma was touched, or safek ehil, safek loy ehil. It's a safek whether or not the mitzayra and the tahar person spent time underneath the same roof. And lastly, safek hisit, safek loy hisit. There could also be a safek of whether or not the tuma was moved. In all these cases, Rabbi Shua matame. Rabbi Shua says that there is toma, and that's because there's a din suffik toma rishus hayachid tome. Anytime we have a suffik toma that happens in rishus hayachid, we say we have to be machmir and it's tome. And since all these have an element of a rishus hayachid, we have to be machmir. However, chum matar and the chum matar, and that's because since there's an element of rishus harabim as well, and we know the suffik toma rishus harabim is tahar, therefore over here we're makel according to the chumim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Chas and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.